I did things like that. I used to say, you think you can have fun all the time? It's time to straighten things up. I was always having people straighten things up. Straighten your toys up. Well, why do you have toys if you have to straighten them up? Clean your room, then you can play. Doesn't that sound special? Perfectionistic people drive their whole family nuts. They have to stack things certain ways. Things have to go in certain areas. And they're never satisfied, never. I had one woman tell me that she wouldn't let anybody vacuum the rug. She had to vacuum it herself because she wanted the nap to go the right way. And then she would back out of the room. So that she wouldn't disturb the nap. You know what I said to her? I said, it's not the nap that's disturbed. Now, if you've had more than one kid, you know what happens. It's a progression. The first one gets the full treatment. I don't know how my first son has not been committed. His hair had to be parted on a certain side, combed correctly. He had to have his room perfect. I wouldn't let him get dirty. Don't get dirty when you go outside. No, I'll just stay clean the whole time I'm out there. Maybe I'll bring the vacuum outside. Don't play with that. It's too nice. Those are your good toys. You need to save your good toys for later. When do you start playing with your good toys? Probably in the nursing home. Hi, I saved my good toys. I brought them with me. I was always worried, too, that he would hurt himself because, after all, once you have the first one, you know, you go through all that labor. You want the kid to stay perfect. So I was always chasing after him. Don't do that. Don't run. Stop it. It's please. You're going to hurt yourself. Don't run with that stick in your hand. You'll poke your eye out. Can't poke your eye out. Can poke it in, you can't poke it out. How about don't come running to me when you break your leg? You know, doesn't that make sense? I'm convinced that the things that we say that are irrational are learned at a very early age. Would you agree? If you ever wrote down what you say to your family, you'd be on some kind of a drug very quickly. Now, after the first one, I started to lose interest. And when I say that, I certainly say that, of course, with a sense of absurdity, and I hope you all understand what I mean. I wasn't as vigilant. I wasn't walking after them, following, checking. noticing. Don't walk on my floor, I just cleaned it. Okay, I'll sort of float on the ceiling. Maybe that'll be... By the time I had the second one, though, I was a little more relaxed. I mean, I wasn't as good because the first one was a boy, the second one was a girl. So, you know, I had that instinct that she should look, you know, cute, adorable, party dresses. We got into the party dresses. The little hangers. I mean, thinking back, I was a little like Joan Crawford. No wire hangers. We had all the little dresses lined up, and certain dresses were for certain times. And, you know, this is very reminiscent of what my mother used to do to me, because I used to have certain things that were for parties. Even the underpants were for parties. I had party pants. I still haven't figured this one out. See, I had everyday underpants. I would wear those every day because I guess they were sturdy. I don't know if they were woven with aluminum threads or, you know, what were they for? I guess they withstood heat, and if I was in a tornado, they would stay on. They were strong. Then I had the sort of soft, frilly party pants. And I always wanted to wear the party pants. But she wouldn't let me. That's why I still have them. They don't fit, but I still have them. Now, I'll tell you where the real cure comes in, when you have the third one. After I had the third one, I was done. I gave him an allowance, rented him a room in the house. I said, "You're on your own. See you later." Actually, what's interesting is that I think the more flexible you become with children, the more independent they are in some ways. Do you believe that? And I would say that out of all my kids, probably the third one has probably got better self-esteem because I gave him permission to be who he was more often than I did the other two. I wasn't always trying to make him an extension of myself. Because after all, I am perfect. And my children should be perfect too. Now, what did I know that was good? I bet you remember things that your parents did that were good. I mean, they weren't all bad, were they? It's not as if we learned all these messages and we didn't learn anything else. I mean, we learned not to put our hand on the stove. That was a good thing. You don't want to burn yourself. You learned how to get dressed in the morning so you don't leave naked. I learned how to make nice meals, how to have music that was special in the house, how to go to art museums, how to be educated. And hopefully, I've actually taught my children how to do that too. So we mustn't always chastise ourselves for those things that we did that we thought were bad. But the true humor actually comes in some of the things that I was discussing with you. When you finally become honest and say to your kids, "You know, I behave like a foolish person a lot. In essence, I'm a joke sometimes. And let me share some of the things I say to you that are really silly." You might even want to get a bulletin board in your house and have your whole family start writing down some of the absurd things that you say. I wrote a whole list. And, you know, I bet in the audience here there are people who can remember things that their parents said or that you're saying right now. And I want you to think of the child listening to the parent, and if the child could respond, what would they say? And see, this is where the sitcom comes in. How about this one?